Will there be more magic in store for us in Arlington as the Rangers host the A's? There's Thursday night's hero, Mike Napoli, as we pick up the action in the fifth.
3-2 pitch. This ball hit high in the air out to right field, and it is in the seats. A solo home run for Matt Joyce.
Gomez at third, Gallo at first. The pitch. The Shields bunch it. The runner breaks for home. It's underhanded to the catcher, and Gomez dives in safely. Gomez, who got a great break on what was not a suicide squeeze, but a safety, dove behind the plate and touched it with his hand.
This ball hit hard over third. That's a base hit and down into that left field corner. The relay throw on the way from Andrews. It is in time, but dropped. And Oakland takes a 2-1 lead. Three-run homer last night for Napoli to win it. And this one hit high in the air to left field. Cosma tags. He'll score. And we're tied at two. Gomez has put second and third now. One out.
Payoff pitch. Swung on a high drive. Deep right. Hooking at the foul pole. It is history. For the second straight night, the Rangers win it on a three-run walk-off Jimmy Jett.
Here's Texas skipper Jeff Banister talking to reporters after the game.
I believe it's one of those at-bats for a young player that's finding his way in the big leagues to not chase at some of the chase pitches, not chase a fastball up, a split down, to continue to look for something that he could drive, staying extremely patient. One of the better patient at-bats that we've seen from Joe. And then just an incredible swing on a pitch. I felt like he didn't get too big, stayed on the ball, showed the type of power that he has. But as you know, talk about before, it's one of those grow-up moments for a young player. Incredible. I think a lot of confidence building for a guy that is filling in for a future Hall of Famer right now. And look, I believe he's still leading our team in home runs and RBI.
Jeff, could you talk about your pitching tonight with your starter and then how Kella and Jeffress, and they were able to keep you in the ball game in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I felt like Cash, good stuff tonight. The fastball change slider battled kind of in that 6-9 batter area. I think he had 44 total pitches in that area. Worked from behind. Was able to get back to some pitchers counts and just grinded through. Gave us close to 100 pitches, mark that he hadn't been to this year, but made pitches when he needed to. Claudio came in, felt like that did a. We knew that they were going to flip, go right-handed, kind of set it up for Jeffress. Felt like that the pitch that kind of got him down in the count, tried to make a split, throw a split finger down out of the zone, left it up, hit the double to score the run. However, was able to record the next outs. But I thought, Kella, the job he did is, after the walk, really came back, got back into the counts, used the big fastball, curveball. I thought the second inning obviously was the best inning. To go back out, something that we've been challenged with in some regards in that area, when some of those guys go back out for that second inning. These guys are the gunslingers with such high adrenaline when they come in that first inning. They're spending their energy, and Key was able to regain some of that, calm himself down, throw strikes, get some outs, and gave us. Kept a score right where it was, gave us an opportunity for that set of hitters to come into the ninth there and really put some great at-bats together.
Joey Gallo's three-run blast in the ninth was his first career walk-off hit, so all smiles for the slugger talking to reporters after the win.
With the base open, one out, I kind of thought they were going to just put me on, but they decided to pitch me, and I just wanted to have a good at-bat and get that run home any way I could.
When you get down in the count, take me through the thought process that was going through your head to stay patient.
Yeah, I just wanted to stay patient and just get a pitch that I could just put in play and let something happen.
For you, Joey, to be a part of a win like this, to be a contributor on this team. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I feel like we're starting to swing the bats a little better. We're starting to come together as a team. And, you know, two walk-off wins in a row, that's pretty fun. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
Andrew Cashner allowed just one run over six innings of work in Friday night's performance. Here's the righty talking about his outing.
You know, I battled in some counts, made some pitches when I needed to. I think, you know, great defense, great game calling by LaCroix. I think, you know, we're finally getting a stride where, you know, he knows what I can do and knows what I want to do. And I thought overall it was really good.
The run support has not been there, but when you see a guy hustling out there like Carlos is, what does that do for you?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, run support doesn't matter. Team wins is what matters. But, you know, I think the defense has picked me up in a lot of big spots this year. So, I mean, the wins will come, but, you know, team wins are more important.
And to have them in this fashion, back-to-back walk-offs that way, what's it like to be a part of that?
Yeah, walk-offs are always the best. You know, the energy keeps coming into the next day, and, you know, that's what we need right now.
For you guys as a staff being able to feed off each other, we've talked about that, the constant communication that you guys are in. How beneficial has that been?
Yeah, I think it's more, you know, you want to do better than the guy before you. And it's just, you know, our team went 7 the other night. I was only able to go 6. So it's, you know, it's constant competing against everybody on the staff. And competition always brings the best out of everybody.
Andy had mentioned before the game that he might push you a little bit further as far as the pitch count was concerned. Did you go back out for the 7th, or did you feel you were good where you were?
I mean, it wasn't my decision. You know, he told me nice job, and that's just the way it is.
Nick Martinez toes the rubber for the Rangers on Saturday as these two AL West rivals continue their weekend series.